Hey lady, I am so freaking jazzed that you're here. My name is Emily and I am a clinical social worker deeply passionate about what's going on in between our ears. I am here to help build up your toolbox against self-doubt, social comparison, and nasty self-talk to help keep you kind to your mind. You know, we all have something going on in that noggin of ours that isn't always kind. So let's put in the legwork and flex those mindset muscles so that we can move the mountains we were meant to freaking move. Let's go.
Hello, my dear. I am so happy that you're here and so excited for today's episode because it kind of combines a whole lot of things that have been hella impactful for me recently, some of which I've been sharing over on Instagram. So I'm excited to chat with you today on this episode of the Kind Mind Project. But of course, let's get it started with a Kind Mind Affirmations poll. These are still on stock. If you would like to get them in your hands and in your mailbox, you can head to the link in the show notes or the link in my Instagram page and get yours for yourself. Oh my God. Here we go. Everything I need is already within me. Everything I need is already within me. Man, I'm telling you, every time we pull a card before an episode, it really just hits with what's on my heart for you today. You know that I have been processing the Empower Her Live event and the women and men that I was able to meet while I was there and learn from and grow from. And one has really just been sticking with me, and her story and her energy and her spirit, I just feel so called to engage with her, to be around women like her. And her keynote was one that I will have a really hard time forgetting. If you listened to last week's episode, you know that I mentioned a woman named Leah Valencia Key. I mentioned her beautiful jewelry line and jewelry design business. But she gave a keynote that I feel like I talk a lot about, like, I want to give you what you need to hear. This message was exactly what my heart needed. And I'm wondering if your heart is anything like mine right now. She told this story of the process of designing her pieces in her jewelry line. And she said, you know, I'm the creative. I go in there and I draw it down on a napkin and I'm like, here you go, here's a bracelet. And she talked about the process of like, okay, Leah, well, how big are these things? How many millimeters are we talking? And she was like, well, I don't know. I just, like, that's your job. And she realized a millimeter matters. A millimeter in the design process of anything matters. It changes things. She said this was completely different when I felt it in my hands and I was like, wait a minute, this isn't exactly what I had pictured. A millimeter matters. And she talked about how she started to adopt that into her life. Not just her design life, but her personal life. I took that to mean that a lot of times when we are looking at the end result or the final product or the big picture, I don't know about you, but a lot of times it stalls my action. It slows me the hell down because I look at the big picture and I'm like, whoa, that's a lot. It's overwhelming. I don't know how the hell I'm going to be able to get there. And then we're paralyzed a little bit. We have so much unknown in front of us that we don't act at all. And when I heard her speak and I felt her energy around this simple statement, really, like, it's not rocket science, right? It's not. But when I heard her conviction around this statement, I was like, wow, that is going to be a reminder that lives with me for a very long time. Because I have been so stalled in action. I've been so stalled by looking at the big picture. If you follow me over on Instagram and you were keeping up with my adventures of the Empower Her Live event, you know that the second I got to Colorado, I went and I got a tattoo with two of my dear friends that I was able to meet through the Empower Her Live experience last year. And we had been talking about this idea for a long time because of a keynote speaker that we had heard the year before. Her name is Lori Harder. If you are not aware of who Lori Harder is, get with it. You need her in your life. But she talked about the idea of a turtle when it first hatches. And I immediately get this image of it's the middle of the night and the moon is reflecting on the sand and this turtle has to get to the ocean. And I feel like a lot of times people think, oh, I'll just pick it up and take it there. I'll just pick it up and take it there. It needs to get to the ocean so it can survive. I'll pick it up and take it there. I see it struggling. I'll pick it up and take it there. And what she said was, the act of doing that does not allow the turtle to have the skills and the resilience and the capacity that it needs to survive in the ocean. By doing that, we're actually doing the turtle a disservice. The act of struggling to get to the ocean is a required part of the process. That builds them to be resilient enough to survive in the ocean. And myself and two of my dear friends heard that last year. And I remember us sitting in a hotel room and really processing what that meant. How that applied to us. And the amount of times that we've told ourselves, well, I don't know, I just want to do it. I don't know, I just want to get there. I just want to do that thing. I wish that it could just happen. And the amount of times that we've wished that, not knowing, not realizing the disservice that would do for us. The disservice that did for Leah when she was creating her jewelry line, right? If she could just toss it to somebody and say, here you go, here's my design, make it happen. No. A millimeter matters. The process of slowly inching its way towards the ocean matters. Because every millimeter is one more step towards being ready, towards being resilient enough, capable of what's next. If she had just tossed this design to someone and said, here, make it happen, the next time she would be deprived of the insight and the information and the knowledge that would serve her in the future. If that turtle was just picked up and dropped in the ocean, it would be deprived of the process of building It's muscle and it's resilience to survive. So in order for our dream to survive, we need each millimeter. We need each little inch towards the ocean to get there. Because waiting for some big break, some big realization, some big opportunity to change it all, sure, that's wonderful. That's amazing. I want success in your life. And I want you to be built to be ready for it. That doesn't mean that I want you to experience hardship. That doesn't mean that I want you to struggle or I want you to be uncomfortable. But what I do want for you is for you to engage in the process of being built for the life that you want. Being constructed to be ready and resilient for the next level. Doesn't that taste different? Doesn't that feel different than saying, I don't know, I just want it to happen. I don't know, I just want to get there. Here you go, make it happen. It's different, right? For a moment, I want to get back to action. As I mentioned before, I find myself a lot being stalled when it comes to taking action on my big dream, on my big goal. I find myself feeling a little bit stalled in that action process because looking at the big picture is so overwhelming. Looking at the end result is like, oh God, how the hell could I get there? The turtle that's just hatched thinking, how could I possibly get to the ocean on my own? Well, my answer is a millimeter at a time. Taking a millimeter's worth of action each day to inch you closer. The beautiful thing is you don't have to have all the answers right now. You don't have to know exactly what's next or exactly what comes after that or what the entire process will look like. In fact, if you did, that'd be pretty freaking boring. You don't need to know what's next. You just need to take 1 millimeter step forward each day. For me, that looks like identifying a millimeter task every day that gets me closer to my goal. 1 millimeter each day, because then I'm not stalled anymore. I'm not stuck at a halt because I don't know what the end result will be. Now I'm in motion. Now, you may be thinking, okay, Emily, but if it's like 1 millimeter a day, that's going to take a long freaking time. You're right. It is. And imagine how much more time it would take if you stayed stuck. If you stayed stalled like you are right now. No, a millimeter matters. A millimeter a day over the course of the next 6 months. I want you to think about that. If you took a millimeter step every day for the next 6 months, how different would your life be? How much closer to that thing would you be? And I would sure as hell be in a different spot than I am now. Because right now, you are stalled. There's no movement happening because you're telling yourself you don't have all the answers, so you're not moving at all. You're waiting for someone to pick you up and take you to the ocean. You're waiting to hand over an idea to somebody else and say, here, make it happen. Here, where's my big break? Here, where's the big opportunity that's going to open the door? And the answer is the opportunity that's going to open the door for you is 1 millimeter every day. One step. every day. So I want you to, right now, identify what that first millimeter is. I don't care about the ones that are next. We don't need to think about the ones that are after that right now. We're thinking about the one. The one next step. Make it small. Make it detailed. But make it small. Because the details matter. A millimeter matters. I initially was feeling all kinds of things, thinking that I was going to put this tattoo on my body for forever. And I'm the kind of person that will second guess a decision like that over and over and over again. And once it was there on me forever, I knew that I made the right choice. I knew that this was going to be a reminder of just how much I want to pursue the process versus jumping into what I think success is. So that every time when I tell myself, oh my gosh, I just wish that there was an answer right here. I just wish the outcome was right here. I just wish someone could pick me up and throw me in the ocean right now. I can remind myself that that is doing me a disservice. That is not allowing you to be built for the life that you're looking for. That is actually depriving you of the opportunity to be the kind of person that you need to be in order to do that. The kind of person that you need to be in order to be in that successful relationship. The kind of person that you need to be built to be in order to run that business that you're looking for. The kind of person that you need to be in order to be that mother that you want to be for your children. So instead of being stalled by the end result, how about we focus on being built for the end result? How about we focus on being constructed to be the kind of person that gets there? One millimeter task at a time. One millimeter that I can bite off and chew each day that inches me closer towards the ocean. I hope that you take this invitation in today and you allow yourself to sit down and consider what one millimeter towards that life that you so dearly want would look like. And if you need some extra accountability, you know that I'm ready to be the stubborn one in your corner that says, hey, that millimeter matters. Did you do it? That millimeter matters. Did you give it the time that it deserves today? Or are you going to stay stuck? Are you going to stay stalled on the side of the road when you can be slowly inching your way further? A millimeter matters. And so do you. So does that dream in the back of your head that's wanting you to reel in your focus, that's wanting you to allow yourself to be built for the life that you want. So go build it. Go build it. If you need an accountability buddy, if you need someone in your passenger seat to follow you from point A to point B, I strongly encourage that you shoot me a message and you say, Em, it's time for us to book a shotgun session together. It's time for us to spend the next 30 days focusing on each millimeter forward. And I would be proud to support you in that process. I'm so proud of you now for pressing play on something like this and for allowing me to be a millimeter of your process. I love you. Go build the life that you deserve. Stay kind.
Dude, thank you so much for including the kind mind and this freaking weirdo in your growth journey.
If you connected with today's episode, I would love to hear about it. So slide on over into my Instagram DMs at Emily and the kind mind and let a girl know, okay? But until then, I will talk to you very soon. I love you so much, and you stay kind to that freaking mind.